I'm ready.
Very good.
Thank you, Lord. I can bend that down so I don't lose my paper.
The Bible's taught.
And the thing is, I was thinking about when I study, I sit at the, I do because I don't have a lot of room in the house, but I study at the bar right there in the, between the kitchen dining room. And I do.
You know I'm taking notes.
Yeah, but you know, we have a little bar there. You know what I mean? And hey, I was thinking, Kent, that when I set my Bible down flat, I'll take another little book and stick it up underneath there, because I want it up there where, even when I turn, I kind of want it up there like this, to where I can. It ain't down to where I want to see it, you know. So I was thinking maybe I'd come up and make something. Like you can just make it and then set it up on something and then chair. But you don't have to. You can set it down flat. But, hey, I was just going to say, Kent said something about a verse in the Old Testament, in Psalms. And it said, let the words, the meditation words,
and let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord.
Yep. He said it. He said it, and we've received it. And it's really true because it's a matter of the heart. Okay? So let's get started here. First, let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share. Thank you for the ones that have come. Bless them, Lord, as you already have. But yet, continue to open up our eyes and our heart, open up our ears to hear and the inner ears, that we can see you. And then help us to delight in you and from the heart to the glory of God, and we'll give you the praise. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, excellent. Let's see. I want to share, Lord willing, on the Great Commission. The Great Commission. And it's in Matthew, and it's in also Mark. Okay? And I'm going to read about four verses, five, in Matthew. If you have your Bibles, in Matthew 28, and it's the last five verses in that book, Matthew, Gospel of Matthew. It says, but the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated or appointed. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus had just, before this a little bit, Jesus had risen, and the angel, in chapter 28, actually, stone was rolled away, and Mary had come, I think Mary Magdalene, she had, was talking about the Lord had risen, and it says, and some of them didn't even believe. They had a problem believing. They doubted, you know, and I think it's in Mark here, 16th chapter, I'm going to go over there for a minute. It says here in verse 11, the last chapter in Mark, it says, and when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they refused to believe. I want to just share with you. Isn't that like sometimes where we just don't believe? And then in the 13th verse, Mark 16, and they went away and reported to the others, but they did not believe them either. And It said here, and also in the 14th verse, before you get to the Great Commission, it's revealed in Matthew and Mark. But it says here in the 14th verse, and afterward he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he reproached them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. Okay, so anyway, let me get back to this here. Now, the Great Commission, what I want to share with you is, was given to the 11 disciples. And Jesus had risen from the dead, and he was about to go back after he gave them the Great Commission, and then he ascended back into heaven. But there's three things I want you to see here, Lord willing. Is first, in Matthew chapter 28, and verse, let's see, 19, there's three things here. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Number two, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. So we're to make disciples, we're to baptize them. And then the third thing is teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Teach them. Okay, so we can see how it's broken down here in three things here in this particular chapter about the Great Commission. We're to preach the good news. We're to declare Christ, the living one, the Almighty, the Ancient of Days. Preach the gospel, the good news, for to be his witnesses. In Acts 1:8, it says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, the Holy Spirit. You shall be my witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, we might not be able to go to Judea or Samaria or somewhere else, but I'm thinking that the Lord willing, we could go, and I'm kind of, I want to get this point across, we could go into, I think Scott and Kent did, went and knocked on a few doors. I think it would be good to see what would happen in 2024, this new year. Now, you don't have to go if you don't want to go, but if you go, go because you want to go. You want to enjoy going. You want to be of a benefit. You want to be. You want to see the Lord work through you, because without me, you can do nothing. So we have to have him. We have to receive him like we were sharing. You sit. You meditate. You feed. You eat the bread. You see. We meditate and we receive Christ, to receive the teachings and to be inspired and to be strengthened, because we're weak. He's strong. So then we naturally pray before we do, but then we trust him. See, we trust him when we go out. It's like, hey, when you get on the road, I'm trusting him to bring me here. Because I say, Lord, give me safe traveling and mercy. So I'm gonna, you can say whatever you want, but to call on him. And he brings me here. And usually, I haven't never got a ticket lately. Not for a long time. I did get a ticket before. Sometime I was in a hurry. And then it taught me to slow down. But anyway, we need the Lord every day. We need him when we get up. And we need him to when we lay down. We just need the Lord. Now, let me think about this. If we need the Lord, surely somebody else, others, Lord, others need the Lord. They're sick. A sinner lost is left to himself, and he's in need. And that's how we were before we come to Christ. There was something missing, but he's the one that'll fill the void, and he will make something out of something that wasn't not much. We're all clay pots, little jars of the Lord. But he can make something out of it. But let me say here, let me get in here. We can invite people, you see, through the Great Commission, reaching out to others. We can tell them. We can point them to him. We can declare them to him. We can proclaim him to them. And then we can lead them to him. To him. It's Christ. Okay? It's not about us. And yes, he's considered us in his plan, and he's took us in as a body, but yet he's the head. But we need him to direct us. So this is something I see here. Over here in obeying the command is to baptize, okay, naturally, with the Trinity of the Godhead publicly. And not only publicly, then when a person comes to Christ, they publicly they're going to confess him before others. We're not to be ashamed because we had shame, but now we don't have to live in shame because we've been blessed from eternity past. And we've been raised up through one new man. First, we were down in the old man, the first man, Adam, because we were born separated. But thank God, there's a union took place, and he united us together and brought us together where we could fellowship together with him and with the body. It's amazing. I want to say something here. Baptizing him, as I've quoted here, in the name of the Trinity is what it is. Only God can reveal God to them. When we go out to talk to someone, we pray that, and this is what I believe the Lord would have us to do, is to pray that God would go before us and prepare the heart, the hard hearts, to break the hearts, to make them reality. There's something wrong, something's missing, and they need Christ. We need God to work on the people. We can't do it. We can't save them. But we can tell them about the Lord. We can invite them to come to Jesus, to come to church, whatever. And to teach them, the third thing, teach them to observe all things that I've commanded you. We are to trust him to see their need for him. That's by faith. We pray for God to open their eyes in Acts 26:18. Okay? I think I want to turn to that. I think I might have it written down. But, there it was. Acts is already there. 26, what is that? 26:18, I believe it is. Let's see. Acts 26, okay. Yep. Verse 18. And it says, to open their eyes that they may turn from the darkness to the light, and from the dominion or the power of Satan to God, in order that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who have been sanctified or set apart by faith in me. So their eyes are closed. They can't see spiritually. They can't hear. They're dull, and they're without. They're in need. And this is what we need to do, is to pray, because the Lord said this. This is red letters to open their eyes. He said, he told Paul to stand upon his feet and appear. He pointed him as a minister and a witness. So we're all ministers of the Lord, because we all have something to do for the Lord. But the Lord says go. So we freely go. We obey the Lord, and then he empowers us. And let me say something here. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41, Jesus speaking, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Christ is willing. The spirit is willing. That's Christ in the Trinity. He's willing, but the flesh is weak. We're no match to go out and to try to convert someone in and of ourselves, but we're no match to even tell them. But through him, Paul says, I can do all things through him, which strengthens me. So where you think you can't, through him we can. Okay? And we're to trust him to see their need for him. Pray that their eyes will be opened. And next, it's in 1 Corinthians 12:9. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. The A part of that verse, I believe it is. My grace is sufficient. It's enough. It's more than enough for you, for us. My strength, he says, is made perfect. It's complete. When we're weak, we can become strong in him. Okay? So I want to share that with you a little bit here. In the 16th verse, I want to get along with this here. Let's see. We go back here to Matthew 26. I think it's the end of the chapter. Right. I'm over here next. Anyway, I've got to get back there. There it is. In the 16th verse, I think, or in Matthew 26, 32, I got a verse here. But after I have been raised, I will go before you into Galilee. He said this earlier in the 26th chapter. He said, I'm going into Galilee. And also in Matthew 28:7, also in verse 10. Also in Mark 16:7. Okay, Mark 16:11, and when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they refused to believe. They were doubting. But yet, he was there. They seen him later. And the Bible says in Matthew 11:27, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son wills to reveal himself. It's his will to reveal himself. And this is what we need, a revelation from the Lord. The Lord will reveal himself, and then that he might reveal himself through the Spirit through to anyone that's in need. Matthew 26:64, Jesus said to him, you have said it yourselves, nevertheless I tell you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. He said, you shall see. We're going to see one day the Son of Man, Christ, sitting at the right hand of power, of authority, and he is all authority, coming on the clouds of heaven. This is Matthew 16:64. Romans 14:9 says, For to this end, Christ died and lived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. That he might be Lord. We need to recognize him as Lord in this way of life. And this is what the other people we have, but others that don't know him, they need to recognize him as Lord. They need to prepare to meet the Lord. They need to be ready, because life is short and death could happen tomorrow. It could happen right here. I could just fall over. Hey, I tell you all, you could laugh. In another way, it's serious. But you know what? I know where I'm going. So they don't know where they're going, and we need to share with others. Hey, in every opportunity you get, maybe you go into McDonald's and stop at the window and get a sandwich. You can say, like when it's Christmas time, Jesus is the reason for the season. They'll smile, or either they'll, you know, whatever. But tell them about Jesus. But anywhere and everywhere, we can take advantage of the opportunity the Lord has given us. Colossians 2:10, in him you have been made complete. He is the head of all rule and authority. The head of all rule and authority. He is the authority. And we're made complete in him because he don't lack, and he fills us, and we can come and be filled. This is why we sit. Another message one day, maybe I'll get it, if the Lord willing. I just haven't felt to get it yet. But you sit and receive Jesus. We were talking about it right then. And then you receive. You fill. Fill up with Jesus. Study and meditate and pray and then just fellowship with Him. Then get up. Sit. Walk. Huh? Maybe that's enough. But hey, sit. Walk. Go somewhere. Maybe the Lord, have the Lord in your steps and everywhere you go. And realize that we're not here. We're like aliens. We're from above. We have a message that they need, and we need to share it, Lord willing, as He provides. We pray, we receive, He gives, and we receive. I'm going to get into that a little later here. I want to hurry up here. It says, 1 Peter 3:22, who is at the right hand of God? Here we hear about the right hand of God, having gone into heaven, after angels and authorities and powers have been subjected to Him. Can you see where He's the authority? Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. I think the King James says the creatures, to all creatures. But all humanity. Preach the word to people. They have souls. And they're made in the eternal. So they need to prepare to meet God. Okay? And I want to say here, I think it's Galatians 3:27, for all of you who have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. And I'll say, put on Christ. We're clothed. He's our righteousness. And we've been clothed. We've clothed ourselves with Christ, but He provides everything. He clothes us in Him. And we've been baptized into Him, spiritually speaking. But then, naturally, this here says you need a physical. You need to be baptized. It's just identification that you know Him before the world. And, there's a union. There's a relationship. And hey, it's a great time to be able to, when you follow through with believer's baptism, you're just being obedient, and you're going to be blessed. And it's just it's something about it. It's you can't go wrong by honoring the Lord. Okay, now in Acts chapter, I think it's Acts chapter 18:10. For I am with you. And no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in this city. The Lord was speaking to Paul. So here He says, I am with you. So look what He says here. I am with you. Verse 20 in Matthew 28:20. We have God living in us. We have Christ. And we have no reason to be afraid. And we can pray and then say, Lord, strengthen me. Fill me, make me bold, make me strong, and make me not be afraid. Because, notice, the disciples, they got afraid or they got doubtful many times. But the Lord will give you strength and He'll give you faith where you don't have to be to doubt Him. You've got to trust Him. Take Him at His word. And the end of the age, right here, Matthew 28:20, He says, even to the end of the age. I looked it up, and I believe in the Greek, he talked about a dispensation. But let me say something. The end, or a consumption of a, speaking of entire completion. Everything will be complete, everything will be finished, and everything will be fulfilled. So we have a mission to operate in. And then it's God's plan, and He will fulfill it. He'll use you in His plan, and He'll bring it to completion. I wanted to say, it's all about him. Okay, the second person of the Trinity, nothing was a shock to him. Nothing surprised him. He knew everything he would that would happen from eternity past. Nothing's a surprise to him because he's God. He was willing. He was obedient and pleasing to the Father. Always not considering himself. He considered the Father. And that's how we need to see life. What would the Lord have me to do? Where would the Lord have me to go? And he'll provide that we might live, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to himself, bring us to God, to himself. The just for the unjust. We that didn't deserve this life and this Christ, I want you to see Christ here. Before I finish, reaching others is a matter of the heart. In other words, the heart of the matter. Think about it. Reaching others is a matter of the heart. In other words, the heart of the matter. So, hey, they need a heart change, spiritually speaking. They need to be changed and they need to be turned. And only God can turn them. And only God can change them. So his caring was shown by his love for others. When he cared, Jesus, it was demonstrated before them there and by us hearing about it, by his love for others. He didn't consider himself, but he considered others. This is the life of Christ. He reached others so we can, by his grace, help, can be his hands and his feet to reach others. He wants to work through us, and we'll be an extension of him because he's like a water flow. He's working, coming in and through us. We want to give him away. Give him away. I want to say this. I think I'm getting to it right now. In John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. Okay, that's pretty plain. But he's about to do something. And he's doing things. And he's working. He's praying for us, the Lord Jesus. And he's got our back. And we just need to say, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. We just need to surrender in a daily, maybe every day. Say, it's me again, Lord. In a sense of speaking, you can surrender once, but maybe sometimes you'll get your eyes off the Lord. And it's an action with a reaction. It's a response to conscious thinking of him in your mind. And I want to say, he gives, we receive. I want you to see this. He gives, we receive. He gives himself away, and he multiplies. You see, in Abraham, he said, I'll make your seed and offspring as the stars of heaven, as the sand of the seashore. Through the seed of David, the line of Christ, the Lord is bringing people to the realization that they need him. He's saving people because that's what he came to do. That's why he's called the Savior. But he can use you to step out and say, hey, I'll go. Okay? It's just saying, I'll go. And I think I want to stop here. I thought it was good to think about it. I looked at this and I said, I'm always reading somewhere. But I ran in there and it was toward the end of the Great Commission. I thought, Lord, that's the Great Commission. And then, of course, I said, hey, you're speaking. Okay, you're really speaking in there. I want to hear him. And I got to thinking, well, now, I don't know. A little later in the day, I said, I didn't have to tell you, but I said, I don't know if I want to use that. I don't know if I want to use that. But then later, not knowing where I'm going, but he knew, I came back to it. And I said, okay, later on in the day, I said, I'm going to sit down here and go back over this. And I looked into Mark and Matthew. That's where it's recorded. So, hey, God uses willing friends. Let me call it like that. He'll use you to his glory, to magnify him. He'll be exalted. And there's no greater joy when it says there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. There's no greater joy than to witness someone to make a step in the right direction and look to Jesus and turn to him. And he'll turn them. Don't be afraid. Don't try to, you know, hey, I'm not out to save nobody. I can't. But I'll tell you what. It's the heart of the matter is, as I close, we need to realize that it's by the grace of God that we have received this gift. And we want to grow. We're growing in his gift. We're learning all about him. And the thing of it is, others need to know about him. And so I would say, maybe just think about it. I think we ought to dare to risk and to step out. And so whenever some of you guys want to go, whoever, maybe go out by twos or however you feel led, but it's good to have somebody with you. And we'll go knock on some doors, and you'll see what kind of response you're going to get. You'll be accepted or you'll be rejected. Because I know sometimes you can't go in your feelings because you'll feel bad. But I'm done. And, hey, has anybody got anything to say? Speak up.
One thing that I think is really neat when he says some doubted, there is Matthew and Mark. The funny thing is in John, you're fine. In John, he walked through the walls and met
them. Yeah, he did.
And up in the room.
Yeah, he showed himself.
And they still doubt. And so, like, to have doubt doesn't seem like it's a weird thing. What the guy said with the son, Lord, I believe, help me believe.
Right.
You know, we all have this area where we believe, but we need him to strengthen our unbelief and keep growing and stuff like that. But the same people that still doubted had already seen him walk through a wall, and he says, touch me, feel me.
Right.
You know. We've all had those experiences where he says, touch me, feel me. But when we go walking out and it's time to, like, open up, you doubt.
Yeah. We're human. And we're in ourselves. We're not perfect. But the good thing is, he, the one that lives within us, is perfect. Sinless perfection, you might say. Hey, he never sinned and never will. And he's got two natures. He's got the divine nature, because he's God. But yet, in the person of Jesus, I think, if I understand correctly, he had a human nature, I think. But I know that we're partakers of a divine nature, but because he was conceived of the Holy Spirit, correct me if I'm wrong, though, it was of the Holy Spirit, he couldn't sin. Don't you think so? He couldn't sin, I don't think. Is that right, Scott? Or is it that he made it through? But we did sin. So that's all I can say. He knew he wasn't planning to wreck. He was coming to save us, so he knew what was set before him. I don't understand it all. Some of this I don't understand right. Let's face it. And maybe you guys got some comments, but I'm kind of getting off. I better not get off my mission. Get off the. Yeah. So
it says he was tempted in every way without sin.
Yeah.
So the temptation was there.
It was.
The flesh was there.
Yeah. But he didn't yield.
He was still.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was tempted because it says he was. But
all the temptations.
He got a human body that wasn't made.
He didn't make decisions to fall.
He was
he didn't have the original sin.
Yeah.
He wasn't tainted by the original sin.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't. Good point. He wasn't tainted by the original sin in Adam, the first Adam. And he had so much. Well, he's God. So I don't want to say how much he had going for him. He's just God. He's all in all. We worship him. And they worshiped him, it says, right before the Great Commission. And he's revealed himself to us all that he's the one and only true and living God. And all other gods are dead. whether they be made of sticks and stones. You know what I mean? They have no value. They're leading people in a religion line down the road somewhere else. They're not going to the up above if they don't know the Lord and through the blood, you know? So thank God for the cross. So, hey, is anybody else got anything to say? I'm going to sit down if they did. I'm not tired, but hey, I hope I encouraged you some way by the remarks. But it's his word, it's his story, and it's his life. And I enjoyed giving what he set out. And God help us to learn and grow. And, you know, we'll learn from the teaching and the instruction. And go ahead, Kent.
I think the uttermost ends of the earth is like your own household.
Oh, yeah.
Your own family.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And it's like...
We'd all be foreign missionaries to start.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of cracks me up in a way, the way Americans act like we got to go evangelize the world.
Uh-huh.
And their families are lost.
Yeah.
And their communities are lost.
Right.
You know, but they got to go to Africa. You know, some other country.
I understand.
Delta's right. Bad enough.
Well, hey, Kent, is
you know, and I kind of always look more like the Great Commission as a principle of precedent. It's like Jesus said that before he ascended, and they fulfilled it. Because by the time Paul wrote to the Colossians, he says the gospel's going out into all the world.
Right.
You know, but this Great Commission is an extending commission for, you know, to the end of the age.
Right.
But, like, you know, we get this impression, like, you know, I remember when I was first saved, let me just put it this way, I had my first jubilee, and I really got serious with the Lord, and I was listening to this guy named Keith Green, and he had this thing, he was saying, if you're not called to stay, you're called to go, and I got on this big guilt trip. Like, I got to leave, you know, I got to leave this country and go share Christ with the world, you know, like... And that's kind of what they were teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird, you know. But like,
yeah.
And I, as a young believer, you know, trying to know Christ and grow in Christ and all that,
yeah.
I got all hung up on that, you know. And I thought, like...
I can see.
You know, I just... And there's so, I think a lot of people, you know, they misunderstand the Lord trying to draw them near to Him.
Absolutely, yeah.
By saying, oh, God has a job for you. He's calling you to be a pastor. He's calling you to go to Bible school. But really all the Lord is doing is He's saying, draw near to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me be God.
Yeah.
Live and move and have your being in me. You know, so I think a lot of young people, and it happened to me, like I really got tripped up on that.
Yeah.
You know, and the Lord just says, be at rest. I mean, just trust Him. And do what you're, like what you were sharing there. It's just, you know, just if you see somebody, say something.
Yeah.
I do too. I'm not saying that. There are missionaries. I'm just saying not. You know, I'm just saying
right. I
have
what you're saying too.
But a lot of young people stumble over. Is what I'm saying.
Right, and I'm always confused by the people who say, you know, oh, I just said to God, please don't send me to China, and then He sent me to China. And I'm like, that does not make any sense to me when people say stuff.
But you know, Mike, with that said, Scott and I spent a lot of time out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we always went and stayed with missionaries. Mm-hmm. And it's not like what you think sometimes. I mean, there are people that are called to be missionaries, but some people are...
That's like on the well, in Scotland, the pastor's like, well, somebody else might have to teach if I have to take you around. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I mean, it was
like, I can't do all this stuff. But, like, it was like an inconvenience us being there.
And I'm not saying every missionary that's out there shouldn't be out there. I'm not saying that. But we've seen some stuff there. I mean, you know, like, there's a lot of people out there living on donations. You know.
Living off of them.
I agree with you. Hey, I agree with you. It's not a works program. It's grace, I believe. Always has been grace.
And you know, the
I believe.
If the Lord puts it on your heart to knock on doors, go knock on doors.
Yeah. Well, you can go by yourself, but he sent them out by twos sometimes in there.
But he had to be by himself to talk to the woman.
But I also know a lot of people who've been on a trip about, you know, like, I got everywhere. I mean, I went through a thing, too, where everywhere I went, I tried to save the world, like, evangelizing, you know, just like, you know.
Right.